Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. It's day three of the Derek Chauvin trial in the U.S. state of Minnesota. He's the white police officer charged in the death of George Floyd, a black man. A cashier who was one of the last people to speak with George Floyd before his deadly arrest last May testified he thought a $20 bill Floyd gave him was fake and told his manager. A few minutes later, police were arresting Floyd. Also testifying Wednesday for a second day, an off-duty firefighter and paramedic who was near the scene of the arrest. She can be heard on the video that went viral screaming at police to check Floyd's pulse. Chauvin's defense lawyers have argued he was following his training and that other factors such as heart disease and drug use caused Floyd to die. Police in the city of New York, New York, arrested a man early Wednesday and charged him with a hate crime for a violent attack on an Asian American woman Tuesday. Media reports say the suspect, identified as a homeless man, is already on parole for killing his mother. Some bystanders caught on camera watching the attack but not helping the victim were suspended from their jobs at a condominium building. The victim was hospitalized with multiple injuries, some serious. In a statement, police said the attacker made an anti-Asian statement toward the victim as he kicked her. Her attack comes amid a surge in attacks on Asian Americans across the United States. The Biden administration is responding to that surge, allocating about $50 million for a multi-agency initiative to address rising hate crimes against the community. Some of the funds will go to establish a COVID-19 equity task force to address xenophobia against Asian Americans. From Washington via remote, this is VOA News. Jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny announced Wednesday